And now more Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker and linked main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here live for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern, available 24-7 with extra shows, extra content, extra guests, extra analysis, archives to all of our shows at DaveJanda.com. Stop on by. You will not be disappointed, but you will be educated and empowered by every time you leave our site, because you will be provided information you will never see, hear, read, or experience through the bought-off, lamestream, fake media. And that is what my next guest does 24-7, in spite of being targeted by the syndicate for her honesty, for her integrity, for her freedom-based information that she provides to empower every person. Tracy Beans is a listener-supported, independent, investigative journalist with a focus on political corruption. The website, the organization she found, Uncover DC, uncoverdc.com. Her work has been featured on Zero Hedge, Gateway Pundit, Conservative Treehouse, and many other outlets. It is my honor to welcome back to our Operation Freedom platform, Tracy Beans. Tracy, welcome back to our show.
Hey, it's good to be here. How are you doing today? Good?
Well, I actually am doing very well, Tracy, and better than most people, most of the globalist cult members think I should be doing. And the reason is this, and you could tell me if I'm living in a little bubble or if you're experiencing the same thing. But, and I mentioned this in the first segment of our show, many people who over the years have defamed me, slandered me, libeled me, in some cases actually threatened me, have been coming to me now over the past month, apparently awakened to the facts and the truth, and have gone so far in many cases as apologize for not just their animosity, but their hostility toward me and the content we produce. Are you finding a similar effect? And if so, what do you believe has brought this on?
I've not been apologized to yet, Dr. Dave. I wish I was in that group. But I do find that people are much more willing to look into what we've been saying for years now. And one of the reasons why, and I don't know if you're a part of this group or not, but I got my Twitter account back the other day.
I am not. I am still in Twitter purgatory and have been since January 8th, 2021.
So I was banned that day as well. I got my account back on Thursday, and after a little snafu, it came back again on Friday. But I've been sharing information that's been censored from the Twitter user all weekend, and everybody's enlightened. There are people who are like, I never believed this before, but here it is. You know, it's been a really uplifting experience. I participated in a Twitter Spaces debate last night with left-wing journalists and right-wing journalists who were debating the censorship that Elon Musk had put down, apparently, like, quote, censorship on some of the left-wing media. And we had a debate. We didn't argue or yell at each other. We actually had a debate, which was, I mean, have you heard of that happening?
That's shocking and monumental, actually.
It was inspiring. I can't explain it to you in words. It really was inspiring. So I think there are big changes on the horizon for truth. I really do.
Well, in fact, by putting you back on Twitter, Tracy, they apologized to you.
I suppose.
They did. They didn't have the word apologize, but truly they did by putting it back. Now, I obviously, I'm still on the bad person list. So, you know, Trace, for a while, I couldn't even get into my own, no one can see my Twitter account. No one can. But there for a while, I couldn't even see my own. Well, now I can. So I went back and I looked actually at my tweets that got me in trouble on that day. Can I read you two of them and then see what you think?
Sure.
Here was one. Ready? There is one and only one political party in the United States, the Republicrats, which is owned and operated by the deep state and their technocracy puppet China. Fact.
I mean, that's true, isn't it?
Okay, now here's the one. Now, so I think it is, but these are the last two. These are the things that got me expelled. But they won't even talk to me and tell me why I wasn't, given a warning or anything. Here's the granddaddy. So China unleashes their freedom-stripping virus on the United States and then uses the virus and their puppets in business, media, and the federal, state, and local government in the United States to fraudulently throw the election.
Oh, that was sacrosanct. How dare you?
Yeah, that's it. That was my last one. And the next thing, I've been gone since then. So I'm not expecting an apology. I don't even think they have the guts. I don't know. I don't think they want to put me on because
it Freedom Fridays. So I wouldn't be surprised if next Friday you're back with the rest of us.
So Trace, give us your take. Yeah, we've been having these multiple phases, multiple reveals. The latest being on Friday. The latest was from Matt Taibbi, a journalist for the, at least used to be, Rolling Stone magazine. In a nutshell, this sixth version of releases, Taibbi framed it as Twitter's contact with the FBI was constant and pervasive as if Twitter were a subsidiary of the FBI. Give us your take on these reveals, and could this be part of the awakening of many of our critics over the years?
I believe so, and I was actually in this one, so I can speak to it a little bit differently, I think, than a lot of other people. They banned in this section what Matt Taibbi shows is that there's this big court case going on right now that I'm screaming about everywhere called Missouri versus Biden. Court case. And a lot of what's coming out in the Twitter files is being also released in early discovery in this case. And what basically happened was, you remember this disinformation board, governance board, right?
Absolutely.
So that was really just a cover to better organize and more successfully fund what they were already doing through CISA. So the FBI and all these organizations would do what they did with Twitter, say, hey, these are accounts that you should take action on. Here's a list of them. Go ahead and do what you do. The Twitter would take action on them, send them back over and say, here, this is what we did, bosses at the FBI. Here's what we did. And what was happening was it was becoming really hard for these things to be tracked, and the social media companies were getting bombarded by the FBI, by CISA, by secretaries of state, by all different bureaucracies within the federal government attempting to censor Americans. So they tried to form the Disinformation Government Board as sort of like a help desk, Dave, so that people could just send everything to them. They mm-hmm. could farm it out using, tax dollars and government employees, as well as NGOs and subsidiaries that were paid for by United States tax dollars to censor Americans. And this is on full display in the recent Twitter files release.
Tracy, you mentioned and have gone into great depth, while other folks have really ignored that Missouri case. The Missouri case is the one in which Fauci was deposed, correct?
Correct. Fauci, and if you read the last drop closely, you'll see the name Elvis Chan.
Oh, Elvis. Elvis, tell me if I'm wrong, Trace, but Elvis Chan has been doing more singing than the Elvis of late. Jeff Landry, the Louisiana Attorney General, put this out recently. In the deposition, FBI agent Elvis Chan revealed the FBI played a big role in working with the social media companies to censor speech. From weekly meetings with social media companies ahead of the 2020 election to asking for account takedowns, Chan stated that the FBI regularly sent social media companies URLs and accounts that should be taken down.
Correct. It's true. And they did this with Facebook. They did it with Twitter. They did it with Instagram. They did it with YouTube. And so, yes, the government has been conspiring and under the threat of action, demanding that social media take action on the accounts of Americans who were sharing information that went against their approved narrative. Yep.
So, Tracy, this Chan character and all this other stuff that's coming out, right, where Musk is saying, you know, I just didn't buy a social media company. I ended up buying a crime scene. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of that stuff that was going on was when Donald Trump was still president, correct?
Correct, yes. And, you know, this is just another indication of how big and out of control the intelligence community has become. And the there is an unelected bureaucracy that is ruling over Americans as though they're kings, that is being exposed every single day. For the past couple months. It's been something new every single day. And so that's why this Missouri case is so important, because Louisiana is on the case as well. It's being heard in Louisiana. And there are some plaintiffs that we know on that case too. Obviously the Gateway pundits there, other people that have been censored and harmed by this. And every time, you know, they've been judge hopping the government. They've been trying to go to DC. They've been trying to go to the Fifth Circuit of Appeals. They've been trying to go everywhere to stop this expedited discovery from happening, and they're getting shot down at every single turn. None of their D.C. judges are hopping on board with it. Everybody's allowing this case to continue because it is so horrific. So we've gotten a ton of information, and we know a lot more now because of the discovery in this case, which the states of Missouri and Louisiana are releasing as quickly as they receive it.
And when it's my understanding, Tracy, tell me if I'm wrong on this, when Fauci was deposed in this, this is the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-knowledge, Mr. Dr. Science himself, he actually said when he was deposed 174 times, I do not recall, when he was asked about the measures he had put into place. Am I off, Trace?
No, he didn't remember anything. As a matter of fact, I would have him looked at by a medical doctor because I think he remembers less than Joe Biden, and that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem. Yeah, it's interesting because many people, Tracy, initially came to me and say, well, you know, there's terms of service agreements with Twitter and you know, what they were doing and like kicking people like you off, Janda, who's still, you know, bent out of shape about it. And, you know, they had every right to do that based on their terms of service. Well, actually, Elon Musk addressed this. And here's what he said. Twitter acting by itself to suppress free speech via terms of service issues is not a First Amendment violation. But acting under orders from the government to suppress free speech with no judicial review is.
He's 100% correct. And, you know, the government's argument's been this whole time, well, yeah, of course, we recommended they take action on these accounts.
Right.
We recommended it, but we didn't put a gun to their head and make them do it. Unfortunately, they're wrong. They did make them do it, and they made them do it under the threat of action on Section 230 and coercion on antitrust. And Jen Psaki is one of the people that will be deposed in this lawsuit. She fought it tooth and nail. She brought in Jeannie Rhee. If your audience doesn't remember that name, it's an Obama fixer, very high-level, deep state sort of attorney, worked on the Mueller special counsel, was responsible for prosecuting a lot of the wrongly accused people in that. She was arguing on behalf of Jen Psaki in a Virginia court trying to stop her from being deposed. And the judge in Virginia was like, I'm not going to rule on this because you won't like my ruling. I'm sending it back to the judge in Louisiana. And now Jen Psaki is going to be forced to sit and answer questions because she's the one using the press secretary pulpit as sort of like a beacon, who was issuing these verbal threats to social media companies about censorship in broad daylight. Mm-hmm. There was no hiding it. And so when the litigants asked, the plaintiff said, all right, well, we want information you have regarding these statements that Jen Psaki made, right? They said, well, we have nothing responsive on that at all. you know, she said those things. She's not here anymore, and this new press secretary has no idea why Jen Psaki said the things she said, and we don't have any documentation. So they said, well, then the only person who's going to be able to answer those questions is Jen Psaki. And so they pulled her in, and they were like, we're subpoenaing you for documents and to take a take a deposition under oath. And the government attorneys came in to defend her, and also the, you know, she had private counsel, and they were both, it was so good, the transcript of this judge in Virginia, Dave, that I recorded myself reading the transcript of the hearing. We'll just say that.
Well, and in fact, the current Surgeon General has done, Murthy, has done everything possible in order to avoid being deposed, correct? I mean, he's had government attorneys in there. He's had personal attorneys in there. One would think, I was brought up, Tracy, throughout my training in medical school, internship, residency, fellowship, 32 years of clinical practice on the front line of healthcare delivery, that the key to quality healthcare delivery is transparency. That well, obviously, sense. The current Surgeon General of this country, well, he believes that transparency is something that needs to be fought by all legal means necessary. To me, this is an incredible tell about not just that guy, but the garbage he was spewing, putting every American in harm's way.
So he's up on the list as well. And so what happened was this. The government opposed these depositions. Obviously, they don't want people to sit down and have to answer questions under oath. And it's exceedingly rare for a government official at all to have to take a deposition in a civil case, right?
Right.
It's even more rare for a high-level official to have to do it. It basically never happens. And the judge in Louisiana granted all of these depositions. So they appealed this to the Fifth Circuit in a mandamus petition. And they basically said, you know, a mandamus is like, you guys are nuts. Please re-explore that. You know, please make this judge stop what he's doing. He's crazy. And the Fifth Circuit said, can you do us a favor, judge? We're not going to rule that you need to stop this, but can you revisit these people? See if there is any other way you can get the information. And then if there's no other way, then yes, depose them. And so a couple of people had replacements. But when I say replacements, I don't think they're going to be very happy because their replacements aren't much less their senior. So Vivek Murthy's assistant, who did everything for him, is the one who will be deposed first.
Well, and let's face it, they would in the big world of perjury, they'd rather catch a little smaller fish on perjury than, let's say, maybe a bigger fish because, well, they can hide. They can always pawn it off on the little fish. And Murthy can always then say, well, I didn't realize that. Right. I mean, this unfortunately, I believe, is the game they're playing.
Well, they're trying anything and everything they can, for sure. But they're not going to get away with that in this case. Right. So if his underling, it's all about him. Like, it's almost like they're asking for hearsay testimony because it's all about him and it's all going to be documentation and it's going to be under oath. So if he lies and he perjures himself, it probably will end up being better because they'll be all right. Well, you're being charged with perjury because here's documentation that we have that you lied. And so if you don't want to go to jail for this, you may as well provide everything we're asking for and quit it. So it may be a better leverage tool. They're really stuck between a rock and a hard place with this case. And I'm not one to be all about our justice system doing the right thing. You and I and everyone out there has experienced the hell that has been our justice system for the past, you know, several years, if not decades, that we know of. And this time, I've not seen a case like this come across in gosh knows how long. It is something spectacular. I've been talking about it everywhere because no one else really is, not in depth anyway. So I'm glad you've given me the opportunity today.
Folks, we're speaking with Tracy Beans from UncoverDC.com. Tracy, do you believe that you're seeing these developments in this case that to date haven't seen in many years before? Could this all be because of Elon Musk and him holding the Twitter cards in his hand? You know, he played a card the other day that really got the globalist cult, and they are a cult, just bent out of shape to the nth degree when he put over Twitter, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci.
Believe it or not, this case has been going on since early June. So this predates Musk, but Musk is certainly helping, and I'm sure he's, you know, handing things over as well. There also is an argument to be made that he wanted to get out in front of it before it could come out in the court case and just get everything out there on the table for people as soon as possible. So it's I think he's seeing just what everybody else is seeing, and you can't deny it. You can't deny it. How many people died because of the actions that these people took? And there needs to be accountability for that. And if it starts in terms of, you know, free speech and getting information out to people to educate them where they didn't have it before, I'm all for it. Let's get that over with so that we can get some actual, you know, accountability in the form of criminal penalty.
You know, Tracy, Elon Musk, my take is many different things. Many people don't like him, don't trust him. Okay, folks are obviously entitled to their opinion. You know, he's not only, in my opinion, a very good businessman, and with actually not an IT and scientific background, but someone who, I guess the best way to put it, is a chaos machine. He thrives on chaos, and he also has a bit of showbiz in him. And, you know, it's interesting. I want your take on this. You know, he first starts putting out this stuff on the table on the collusion with government, with social media. Here's the spreadsheet. Here are the receipts. Then he's bringing up stuff on the Hunter Biden laptop. Now we're talking Fauci. My guess, and tell me if I'm off, he's going to be presenting more information, more receipts, more spreadsheet data on the jab, on COVID, on government's involvement, our government and governments around the world. And then I believe his finale is going to be information on the election, because he's already told us Twitter interfered in elections. What's your take?
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, the next stage in this is the COVID files, right? So that's the next stage in what he's releasing, is the stuff about COVID. Everybody is allowed to speak freely about COVID on that platform now. They're not enforcing any terms of service that they had previously, you know, put in place regarding COVID-19. I shared dozens of articles today about COVID that we had written over the past 2 years. And there's no shadow ban on me, and those things are flying off the shelf like it's nobody's business. So he's definitely focused on that. And then election interference has been coming into play throughout. So if there is a complete section on that, that would be something too. But there's no doubt that the federal government interfered in our elections in so many different ways, but at a very bare minimum by using censorship to sway the results.
Tracy, in our last minute, educate our listeners on how they can follow you and your incredible content on a daily basis.
Thanks for having me. You can go to uncoverdc.com. You can follow me on Truth Social and on all the other alternative platforms at Tracy Beans with a Z, as well as now on Twitter again at Tracy Beans with a Z. Thank you so much.
Tracy, I'd like to thank you. I sincerely thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. You have been targeted, but you have persevered. You are incredibly dedicated to freedom and to every person in our country and around the world. And I thank you for your perseverance, dedication, and sacrifice. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. Here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern live, 24/7 at davejanda.com.